Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. The Porcupine Health Unit is moving into step two of COVID-19 recovery at 1 minute after midnight tomorrow night. Among other advantages is an easing of restrictions for what it refers to as personal service settings. Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Leanne Catton, says it's been a long, difficult journey through the third wave of the pandemic, but hard work has gotten us through it.
And I'm positive that that same continued determination, that sense of Northern resiliency and working together will move us into this second step and beyond in great stead.
When the third wave arrived at the end of March, the health unit had recorded 347 cases of COVID-19. Since then, it has skyrocketed to 2,054. Six new cases today, all up on the coast. 136 cases are currently active. A young Iroquois Falls family won the June 50-50 draw put on by the Timmonson District Hospital Foundation. Stephanie Jaguer-Bernier was holding the winning ticket for just over $244,000. She, her husband Jamie, and their 26-month-old daughter Delaney are mulling over how to spend the windfall. Two downtown flower beds are the first in the Timmins Bee City project. They're outside the Michael Duty Center for Excellence and the main branch of the public library. City Environmental Supervisor Christina Beaton says they have specifically selected flowers that attract pollinators and help keep them healthy. There's content on the Bee City page of the city's website that tells you how you can contribute.
There's pollinator-friendly plants on there that are local to our environment and that will actually work, because I know that it can be very intimidating looking for what plants will work in our community. So this is local specific content.
Organizations, local companies, and volunteers are all part of the Bee City team. Finally, this afternoon, swimming is the focus of our Timmins History feature the next several weeks. We've already heard a bit from Museum Director Curator Karen Bachman about the competitions on Porcupine Lake in July 1912.
100-yard swims in Porcupine Lake, very competitive, and this happens across the north. So you get your champions out of here, and they compete in Cochrane and Haileybury and all those good things. So people are using that lake for a lot for recreation at that time. A lake that we don't use so much anymore.
More in the weeks to come. Next week, a lake that you probably didn't realize was ever used as a swimming hole. For these stories and more, go to mytimmonsnow.com.